He was the boss of bosses of an international Vietnamese mafia known as the Association. And Anderson quoted excerpts from that report that said Key's mob is involved in welfare fraud, prostitution, extortion, even murder. On top of that, Anderson said investigators had told him that Key had brought vast wealth into the United States when he fled to this country 9 years ago.
Now, I suggest to Mr. Anderson, or to all the people who still today maintain that I'm corrupted, I come out with 10, 100 millions, I suggest to them, very simple, they can check with the CIA, the FBI, the IRS. Why don't they, you know, spend a few minutes checking before they wrote some ridiculous checks against me?
Nguyen Cao Ky is 54 years old now, no longer the flamboyant figure of 20 years ago when, as Air Vice Marshal, he was dubbed Captain Midnight in his black jumpsuit. At the age of 35, he became Premier of South Vietnam and later Vice President under Nguyen Van Thieu. Today, Nguyen Cao Ky observes Tet, the Vietnamese New Year, in the United States, along with hundreds of thousands of other Vietnamese who have come here since the fall of Saigon in 1975. But from the day of his arrival in the U.S., allegations of corruption and crime that began in Vietnam have followed him into exile. Allegations like those made back in 1972 when Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern attacked Key publicly.
According to charges that have come to my attention, heroin and opium may be flowing out of areas where it's produced in Southeast Asia by high officials in the South Vietnamese government that we've been backing, and that General Key himself over the years may have been involved in those operations.
The charges McGovern was referring to are contained in this book, The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia. And in going through this book, the suggestion is made, and no one ever nails you, but they say that you're political operation.
Again, yes.
Particularly General Luan. Yes. The famous or infamous General Luan who shot the man in the street in Saigon. Yes. Who was your closest political lieutenant. Was in charge of an apparatus that saw to it that heroin was flown in and sold in Vietnam. Especially to U.S. troops there.
Now, Mr. Wallace, you know that when I was premier, I had absolute power.
Correct.
In my hand. There was nothing to control my power.
Right.
I could make hundreds of billion dollars.
I would think so, Kenneth.
Without be involving in opium or drug traffic.
In fact, the charges that Key was involved in the drug traffic were never proven, although we did learn that the CIA reported to law enforcement in Saigon information implicating Key. We confronted Key with a series of these allegations, such as having a female courier carry heroin for him on Air Vietnam.
Ladies, to carry it on the airliners, you have to go through customs.
General Key.
Ridiculous.
Not only does Key deny any involvement in heroin traffic back in Vietnam, he insists that despite numerous attempts to bribe him, he stayed clean. On one occasion, Key says, his wife Mai was present when he was offered over $2 million. You kicked him under the table and said, don't turn that down so fast.
That's very true. It was the very first time that somebody proposed money for us. So I told him that, why don't you just reconsider this?
And I said, if I take even 5 seconds to think about it, and because the temptation was so great, so possible that I will say yes, because I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
But I did say no, yes.
It is only natural that stories from the old days in Vietnam, allegations of Key's corruption there, should make him suspect here today. And there is no question that organized crime plagues the Vietnamese community here. But the question today is not whether Key was corrupt in Vietnam, but whether Nguyen Cao Ky is involved in organized crime in the United States. Whether, as that law enforcement intelligence report quoted by Jack Anderson says, whether Ki rules the Vietnamese refugee community through force and fear.
Jack Anderson's charges are based on this report that came out of an Arizona drug task force. Well, they declined to talk to us on camera, so we went instead to law enforcement agencies that they cite in this report as sources.
Steve Casey is a special assistant to the district attorney of San Diego County.
We don't have now, nor have we ever had, any information which links General Ki to any association of a criminal nature in San Diego. We have no information that there is a Vietnamese organized crime group called the Association.
Another source cited in the report was the Los Angeles Police Department. We talked with Commander William Booth.
We have no evidence, nor do we have any information that Nguyen Cao Ky is some sort of crimes are here in Los Angeles.
We also checked with the office of the Orange County District Attorney, which was cited as a source in the report. They told us that while they had suspected Ky in the past, the allegations were raw intelligence and grossly unconfirmed. The scene, a traditional Vietnamese New Year lion dance performed by a Vietnamese youth gang. The man in the hat is Monterey Park, California police detective Gary Palmer, one of the leading local experts on Vietnamese organized crime. He speaks Vietnamese. We asked Palmer if Nguyen Cao Ky is a godfather, as alleged.
Nguyen Cao Ky is not, in my opinion, a godfather in the Vietnamese organized crime.
Is he in organized crime at all, to your knowledge?
No.
All right, forget organized crime with Nguyen Cao Ky. He is seen from time to time, we are told, with crime figures, or Vietnamese organized crime figures.
Of course, because of Vietnamese community being so small, if you go to a restaurant, everyone knows everybody. I don't think he has a respect of the community, good or bad people that are in the community, to be a leader in the organized crime.
We also checked with the FBI in Washington, sources at the DEA in Washington, and with the local police in Ky's home territory.
All said they either had no information on Ky's involvement in organized crime, or they dismissed the Arizona report that Anderson cites as unreliable.
To say that I'm a criminal, boss of all bosses, to say that I'm involving in drug and making money and corrupted, no, I cannot accept it, because that's all left to me, my honesty and my honor.
While General Ky, that's the title he prefers these days, denied the Arizona task force's charges, he admitted he does know gangsters in the Vietnamese community. In fact, we learned that a secret U.S. Customs probe last year investigated Ky. They concluded that not only is Ky not a leader of organized crime, but that there is no one mafia-type organization that rules the Vietnamese refugee community. The investigation did say, though, that violent and white-collar crime are major problems in the Vietnamese community. And coincidentally, while we were filming this report, we chanced on a California State Attorney General's raid on Vietnamese and other Asian doctors and pharmacists who were charged with Medi-Cal fraud. This raid at the office of the Ky family's doctor.
Is the name of Nguyen Cao Ky, to your knowledge, involved at all?
Not to my knowledge.
And our presence attracted a passerby, Mrs. Ky, who stopped to say hello and was immediately detained for questioning and then released.
I just want to say that how misery we are, you know, being refugees here. And so I have to tell to the whole world that we are not rich, we are poor.
Despite Mrs. Ky's plea of poverty, the Keys live comfortably enough. Mrs. Ky leased this Lincoln Continental last year, and they live in an upper middle class home. But while there is evidence that they do have more money than they admit to, they do not exhibit the vast wealth that Jack Anderson's columns report. In fact, the Keys claim their financial situation is precarious.
I have to remind you that we file bankruptcy, and you know that you file for bankruptcy, and then they will going to look at every aspect of your financial situation. Nothing I can hide. You know, it's American way of life. It's American law.
That's correct.
It's American system. Absolutely. Now, I can hide. I can lie to the Vietnamese back home. I can lie to you, to your system, to your... No way.
The bankruptcy, says Key, was brought on principally by Mrs. Key's extravagance.
Mrs. Key, in the declaration for bankruptcy, one of the largest items here is $20,000 that you owed Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's true.
You gambled?
It was the very first time.
What game?
Baccarat. And then I lost money.
The Key's bankruptcy filing lists a long series of debts, including the failure of Mrs. Key's business, a boutique.
Are you not an extravagant woman?
I know how to spend money, and I know how to appreciate beautiful things, but I don't think that I spend that much money. But anyhow, that's my weakness that my husband and my people tolerate, and somehow they are proud of me being that way. And if speaking of being a beautiful piece of decoration, so I think that I did play my role.
As a beautiful piece of decoration.
What else? I am not good at anything else.
There remains some mystery about just how Key maintains his expansive lifestyle on his stated income of just $27,000 from his liquor store. But we could find no evidence he has a lot of money, so we asked people in the Vietnamese community about him. Cao Duc Thi is president of the Vietnamese League of Orange County. We asked if he thought Key has millions.
I don't think that is true. Because Mr. Key has no secret life. His life is open.
One is led to believe by the Anderson report that Nguyen Cao Key is the boss of all bosses of Vietnamese organized crime in America.
No, every Vietnamese knows that he's not.
Are you a friend of his?
No.
Do you admire or respect him as a political leader?
No.
All the Vietnamese we talked with agreed that though Key is at times foolish and flamboyant, he is neither wealthy nor a gangster. They protest that Anderson's story and others like it that focus on crime in the Vietnamese refugee community are distortions and ignore the fact that most Vietnamese are law-abiding, hard-working, and grateful to the United States for giving them a home.
We wanted to hear from Jack Anderson about all this, but he declined to talk to us on camera unless CBS would agree to pay for all his legal expenses should Nguyen Cao Key sue him. We declined to do that. Then Anderson said that if we would submit questions in writing, he would check his answers with his attorney. But he insisted that those answers be broadcast unedited. We declined to do that, too.
All I want, and the Vietnamese community want, is a retraction from Mr. Anderson, admitting that he's wrong. I'm ready to face any people.
Any investigation? Any court?
Investigation. I'm asking your government to make investigation to clear my name.